I read a story not long ago that David Lemons wrote. He said, I was at a social function in Miami, Florida, and by chance I met a gentleman there who, upon my inquiry, informed me that he was an expediter for the federal government. I said to him, sir, I know what the word expedite means, and I know what the federal government is, but I have no clue of what your work would entail. He explained, when you do business with the federal government, it requires a lot of formality, including the writings of documents, the processing, and then the waiting. This, he says, we commonly call red tape. But there are times when there are missions or projects of government interest in which it is imperative that we break through the formalities, the red tape, to expedite, to speed up the process. And then David pressed him more and said, could you give me an example? Well, he says, last Saturday, when all of the offices and warehouses were closed, I was informed by telephone from Puerto Rico that a government airplane was in need of a generator part, number XPL-723. My invoice showed that the part that we needed was in BN-27, row 2, in warehouse 7. He said, so I swung into action. With my government-issued pistol, I shot the padlock off of the warehouse door, obtained the needed part, placed it on another airplane, headed back to Puerto Rico. A possible delay of several days was reduced to but 5 hours. And as I read this story written by David Lemons, I began to see the light. I began to get excited about my next lesson. So I turned to John, the 16th chapter, verse 7. It reads like this. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. In this new light, this text that I just read to you spoke to me of bypassing the Old Testament legalistic red tape process and moving forward into a new and better and living way, as Paul wrote to the Hebrews. Think of it. Who would have believed that a way out and weird story about a man in a sealed tomb being raised? But when a man like Simon Peter, standing up with the 11, who was filled full of this Holy Ghost power, told it, 3,000 people believed it. And later on that same week, 5,000 others believed it, and the expediting program was on the way. Those who were involved seemed to disregard all of the formal formalities. They would preach anywhere, in the synagogues, on the streets, down by the river, in the schoolhouses, in private homes, and even in jail. And they would preach to anyone, to Pharisees, Sadducees, run-of-the-mill people, masters and servants, kings and paupers, Greeks and Italians, and whosoever would listen. They would go anywhere, to Jerusalem, to Judea, Samaria, to Rome, and throughout the uttermost parts of the world. With or without credentials, they went with a message. They went with a message and the red tape cutting power of the Holy Spirit. In fact, they were so successful that it was rumored that those who have turned the world upside down has come hither also. As exciting as the New Testament record is, the Acts of the Holy Ghost, the expediter in our time, is no less amazing and exciting. Think of it. Who would have believed that the message of a few families isolated in the rugged mountain areas at the border of North Carolina and Tennessee in 1886 would be the beginning of the Church of God, the Assemblies of God, the Church of God of Prophecy, the Pentecostal Holiness Church, and many other Pentecostal denominations. They taught that in the light of the soon coming of Jesus Christ, that man should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. It seems that at first they could not even get a respectable hearing until one day something happened. God sent the expediter. As one brother prayed in to be more like Jesus, he received the Holy Ghost baptism. He witnessed of this to others, and before long, they too received the Holy Ghost baptism. As in the early New Testament time, the revered lines by which societies has been divided have yielded. In this marvelous move, persons of all background, nationalities, race, creed or class, or economical status have received this experience. Marvelous it is that in this expediting program, the Holy Ghost will use all who will be used. And by his touch, the person-to-person witness encounter becomes a salvation experience. The Sunday school class turns into a revival situation, and the pulpit ministry takes on an eternal dimension, whether one is a skilled theologian or a silver-tongued preacher or even an unskilled novice. But that's not all. This expediting power enables parents to raise children in the way that they should go. This power places men in places of leadership and endows them with ministering gifts. And the marvel of all marvels is that he has elected to choose me.